Welcome, everyone. It's so good to have you here and this special Christmas program. And all those watching online as well, welcome. We just so thankful that we can meet together for the purpose of exalting Jesus Christ, the greatest gift this world has ever experienced.
Amen.
Amen. So that's why we're here. And let's just open with a word of prayer. Lord, we thank you for each and every one here. We thank you, Lord, for the reason for this season. And it's about you. Lord, we just pray for open hearts, whether here in this building or watching online. Because, Lord, we just want to thank you for that greatest gift, the gift of God, who was born, and this gift was gift-wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger, and grew up and was the Savior of mankind and is continually, even now, our Savior, transforming lives, changing us, Lord, from the inside out. We thank you. So, Lord, as we just pray your blessing upon each and every one who hears, for open hearts to receive the true message of Christmas. For we pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. All right, we are going to begin by praising the Lord. You are going to recognize this tune. So let's stand together and join in singing on this special day. Okay, recognize the tune. On this special day, with Jesus on our mind, telling the good news to everyone we find, we're going where he leads, to every soul forlorn, spreading out the word of God that Jesus Christ is born. Oh, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise his holy name. He's so good and he's so kind, every day the same. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise his holy name. He's so good and he's so kind, every day the same. God worked a marvelous plan, he gave a gift to man. We're going to proclaim that Jesus is his name. And at this Christmas all,
who knows him as their king, who brought eternal life to man, and
that is why we sing. Yes, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise his holy name. He's so good and he's so kind, every day the same. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise his holy name. He's so good and he's so kind, every day the same. And you can know him too, just open up your heart, invite him in to stay as Lord and King today. He'll be your faithful guide and take you by the hand and show you all the wondrous things for you he has so planned. So praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise his holy name. He's so good and he's so kind, every day the same. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise his holy name. He's so good and he's so kind, every day the same.
All right, good singing.
Now let's join in singing another celebration song. Joy to the world, our Lord has come.
Something's wrong.
Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare sing, and heaven and heaven and nature sing. Joy to the earth, the Savior reigns. Let men their song employ, while fields and floods, rocks, hills, and plains repeat the sounding joy. Repeat the sounding joy. Repeat the sounding joy. He rules the world with truth and grace, and makes the nations through the glory. Be seated. This time, children from Children's Church are coming in, and they're going to be singing the first verse of Away in the Manger by themselves, and then the second and third verse, we're all going to join in and sing together Away in the Manger. We're so thankful for these children participating in this Christmas service. Yes. So thankful for Children's Church and those who are leading Children's Church.
Do you need this?
No, I have the guitar. I hit the C chord. The C chord's not coming out right.
Yeah. This is so precious. Really precious.
No, but I need it for today.
Yeah.
That one's not the same, is it? That you can't play just normally on that one?
All right.
I need to test it and see. But when I play for him, I've got to play.
We want to see everybody's beautiful faces.
Well done. The volume on your speaker.
What I'm saying is, my piano's not sounding right. It sounds like a chord went out. I don't know what's wrong.
Thank you so much, Miss Neely.
If it does that, you might have to play something else.
Sue. Join in singing. Good job.
No, Chris. No, not now.
All right, verse 2. Shall we stand? Okay. Peggy.
The Lord lowing the baby away, but till morning. forever and love me, I pray. Bless all the dear children in thy tender care, and take us to heaven to live with thee there.
Bravo!
Awesome. Thank you, Neely.
Let's remain standing and join in singing another beautiful Christmas carol, Hark the Herald Angels Sing.
Hark the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King, peace on earth and mercy mild, God and sinners reconciled. Joyful all ye nations rise, join the triumph of the skies, with angelic hosts proclaim, Christ is born in Bethlehem. Hark the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King. Christ by highest heaven adored, Christ the everlasting Lord, late in time behold him come, offspring of the Virgin's womb. Veiled in flesh the Godhead seen, hail the incarnate deity. Pleased as man with men to dwell, Jesus our Emmanuel. Hark the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King. Hail the heaven-born Prince of Peace, hail the Son of Righteousness, light and life to all he brings, risen with healing in his wings. Mild he lays his glory by, born that man no more may die, born to raise the sons of earth, born to give them second birth.
Bless you. Please be seated.
It was better. I don't know. There's something with the far left cord. Not
okay, guys.
Right.
Both? Just one.
Just the one.
Are you sure?
Good morning.
Oh, let me see. I thought I turned it on. Ah, here we go.
There we go.
Sorry.
Good morning. All right. So Christmas is a time for what?
I've got to read this out. Well, Christmas is a time, is finally here. It only comes but once a year. And it is time to spread good cheer and to those who we love, soul, hold, and dear.
Yes, that's true. But Christmas is a time to share the passing of another year. Birth of Jesus, a joyful prayer to show loved ones how much we care.
That's really good, guys, but Christmas time is a time for song, a time for us to get along, a time for us to know that Jesus is strong and to forgive all those who did us wrong.
Actually, what you said is very good, but Christmas time is a time to pray, to show loving kindness on display. Show compassion all along the way, but the truth is, Christmas time should be known every day.
Good job.
So what more can be said about Christmas? The perfect motive is that God so loved the world. The perfect gift is that God gave his only son, Jesus. The only requirement is to believe in him. The reward of our faith is that you shall have everlasting life. Guys, let's come together real quick. And let us pray. Jesus, may many people come to know you this Christmas as Lord and Savior. And together we say, Amen. Amen.
The true story of Christmas is when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem saying, where is he that is born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and we have come to worship him. Now when Herod heard this, he was very troubled. So he gathered together the chief priests and scribes of the people and demanded of them to know where the Christ was to be born. And they said to him, in Bethlehem of Judea. For thus it is written in the scriptures, O thou Bethlehem in the land of Judea, art not thou the least among the princes of Judea? Yet out of you shall come a governor that shall rule my people Israel. Then Herod secretly called the wise men and diligently inquired of them as to what time they saw the star. And then he said to them, go and search diligently for the young child, and when you have found him, send me word that I too may go and worship him. And when they had finished speaking, they departed, and the star which they had seen in the east appeared unto them, and they followed it until it came and stood over the place where the young child was. And when they were coming to the house, they saw the young child and his mother Mary, and they fell down and they worshiped him. And then they presented unto him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned of God in a dream that they should not return unto Herod, they departed into their own country another way. And when they were departed, lo, an angel of the Lord appeared unto Joseph in a dream, saying, arise and take the young child and his mother and flee into the land of Egypt, for Herod seeks the young child's life, and remain there until I bring you word. So Joseph took the young child and his mother and went into the land of Egypt. And they remained there until the death of Herod. And thus were the scriptures fulfilled that were spoken of by the prophet of the Lord, saying, out of Egypt have I called my son. Now when Herod realized that he was mocked of the wise men, he became exceeding angry. And he sent forth and he killed all the children in Bethlehem and in the coast around, 2 years and under, according to the time that he had diligently inquired of the wise men. And thus were the scriptures fulfilled that were spoken of by the prophet Jeremiah, saying, in Ramah there is a voice heard, Rachel weeping for her children, and would not be comforted because they were no more. Then Herod died, and lo, an angel of the Lord appeared unto Joseph in a dream, saying, arise and take the young child and his mother and return to the land of Israel, for they are dead which sought the young child's life. So Joseph took the young child and his mother and came into the land of Israel. But when he heard that Archelaus ruled in Judea in place of his father Herod, he was afraid to go there. Notwithstanding, God warned him in a dream, and he turned aside and came and dwelt in Galilee, in a city called Nazareth. And thus were the scriptures fulfilled that were spoken of by the prophet, he shall be called a Nazarene. That's Matthew chapter 2.
Amen. Amen. Praise God for the true Christmas story. Man, let's stand together and sing another beautiful Christmas carol. Angels from the realms of glory. Angels from the realms of glory, wing your flight o'er all the earth. Ye who sang creation story, now proclaim the Messiah's birth. Come and worship, come and worship, worship Christ the newborn King. Shepherds in the fields abiding, watching o'er your flocks by night. God with man is now residing, yonder shines the infant light. Come and worship, come and worship, worship Christ the newborn King. Saints before the altar bending, watching long in hope and fear. Suddenly the Lord descending in his temple shall appear. Come and worship, come and worship, worship Christ the newborn King.
Amen. Please be seated.
If you look for Jesus, I have a big mouth. If you look for Jesus at Christmas, you don't need to look so far. He's no longer in Bethlehem. He's right here where you are.
Yes.
You may not be aware of him amid the celebrations. You have to look beyond the stores and all the decorations. But if you take a moment from the list of things to do and listen to your heart, you'll find he's waiting right here for you. You are the one he wants to be with. You are the reason that he came. You'll find him in the stillness as he's whispering your name and your name and your name and my name. Amen.
Amen.
Actually, I don't say that.
Oh, you don't say what?
You know, I don't say, you know, Merry...
Christmas? You don't say Merry Christmas?
No. Well, because, you see, it's not politically correct, and it could be offensive.
You think saying Christmas is offensive? How come?
Well, you know... To some people, it has the name of Christ in there, and that's why I just say, Happy Holidays!
So tell me, Aunt Pegs, do you decorate inside and outside
of
your house?
Oh, yes, you need to come back later tonight when you can look out around my house, and you can see all the lights I have up in there, and besides these three Christmas trees that I have here, we need to go over into my lounge and look, because I've got one that's 6 foot tall, and on the top of it is the most beautiful angel. You need to come with me and see it.
Aunt Peg, so you're telling me, what is in your living room?
Oh, it's the most gorgeous. It's 6 foot tall Christmas tree. And on the top of it, there is this angel and like a beautiful lights in it. We must go over and look at it just now.
So you have a Christmas tree in your living room?
Yeah. It's sort of a habit to say that, you know.
Huh. So maybe, do you think we should call it a happy tree or maybe a holiday tree?
Sounds a little ridiculous, doesn't it?
Aunt Pegs, I know you are very clever.
I am very clever. You know that I graduated from Cambridge University. I have a degree in mathematics, and I have two other degrees. One is in physical science, and the other one is in English literature.
So I'm sure in school you remember we learned the rule I before E.
Oh, yes, I before E, except after C.
But there are exceptions, like the word weird, W-E-I-R-D, and the word either, E-I-T-H-E-R.
Mm, yes.
And how do you spell the word feisty?
Of course, F-E-I-S-T-Y.
Aunt Pegs, that sort of sounds like you. But I wanted to ask you, sometimes in English, the letter I is changed to a Y. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's right. What are you getting at?
So the word happy, if we were to change the Y to an I, what other words would that say?
That would say happiness or happiest.
Well, Aunt Pegs, if we were to change the I in holidays to a Y, what would that say?
It would say holy days.
Sweet Aunt Peggy, that's just it. That is really what this time of year is all about. They are holy days and celebrating the Christ whose name is in Christmas. Think about that.
You know what? You're the most wonderful niece in the whole world. And I really love you.
I love you.
And I am so thankful that you've opened my eyes today. And in fact, you know what? I want my whole family, I want all my friends, and I want everybody to know that I can say Merry Christmas. In fact, I can say Merry Christmas!
And Happy Holy Days!
And what?
Happy Holy Days!
Yay!
I love you.
Amen. Merry Christmas, everybody. Amen. All right, let's join in singing another Christmas carol. And again, you're going to recognize the tune. Okay? Jesus, our Lord and Savior. Let's stand together as we sing.
Jesus, our Lord and Savior, came to bring us victory, came as the Lord Messiah, came to earth for you and me. The sky lit up with angel song, where shepherds were that night. Watching o'er their flocks they saw a bright and glorious light. Jesus, our Lord and Savior, came to bring us victory, came as the Lord Messiah, came to earth for you and me. Bowing low before the child, they worship the newborn King. Jesus is the Lord of all. He would bring Jesus, our Lord and Savior, came to bring us victory, came as the Lord Messiah, came to earth for you and me.
Amen. Please be seated.
Okay.
Mark?
Where's the picture?
Give him the mic. Yep.
Lord Jesus,
I did not mean to take your place. I only bring toys and things. But you bring love and grace. People give me lists of wishes and hope that they come true. But you hear prayers of the heart and promise your will to do. Children try to be good and not to cry when I'm coming to town. But you love them unconditionally, and your love will always abound. I give only bags of toys, which will bring joy for a season. But you give them everything. I wish they'd know the reason. I have a lot of believers, and some would call it fame. But I never healed the blind or tried to save the lame. I have rosy cheeks and a voice full of laughter, but no nail-scarred hands or a promise of the hereafter. You may find several like me in a town or in a mall, but there is only one omnipotent you to answer a sinner's call. And so, my precious Jesus, you see my tears and hear me pray. I want the boys and girls, dads and moms, to know this is your day. When the focus at this time of year is put on me, I hurt. Because even I know the truth. It is to celebrate your birth.
Okay. Young lady.
Young and hard.
No. Just Lester and me. Jesus calls by Spirit If you listen, you can hear it. What a beautiful day, we're happy to say, walking in the kingdom of the Lord. Gone away is the old man, here to stay is the new man. Singing a song as we go along, walking in the kingdom of the Lord. In his field you can be his witness, showing light so everyone can see. They'll say, are you happy? We'll say, surely. And you can be if you will follow me. Gone away is the old man, here to stay is the new man. Singing a song as we go along, walking in the kingdom of the Lord.
Walking in the kingdom of the Lord.
Walking in the kingdom of the Lord. Yeah!
I love you. I love you too.
Amen. A little bit of fun, rejoicing in our Lord.
What's next?
Another congregational song. And I know that you're going to recognize the tune. So let's stand and sing together. In a city, in a manger.
In a city, in a manger, wrapped in swaddling clothes. In the sky there's a star brightly shining. Shepherds waiting, angels saying, have peace and not fear. Your Messiah, the Savior, is here. Emmanuel, Jesus has come to home fellowship. Tell the world, Jesus the Savior is here. In our houses, with our families, great joy we now share. As we celebrate Christmas on earth, let us think now why this great joy our Savior has come. Will you join in our praises and sing? Emmanuel, Emmanuel, Jesus has come.
Our Savior is here. Please be seated.
Silent night. Oh, sorry.
Sleep in heaven.
Let's stand together and sing another beautiful Christmas carol. Oh, come all ye faithful. Come, let us adore him.
Oh, come, all ye faithful, joyful and triumphant. Oh, come ye to heaven. Come and behold him, born the King of.
You know what? I just love Christmas. It's my favorite time of the year. I love all the lights. I love all the pretty things. I love family. I love food. I love presents. And I like giving presents too. But you know what I love most of all? I love the Christmas story. And when you think about Mary traveling 80 miles on a donkey to go down to Bethlehem.
Excuse me, young lady.
What?
But I think that's rather unlikely. I know that's tradition of Mary riding on a donkey, but in her condition, right before weeks, before, we don't know how long, before giving birth, but it's more likely that Mary was riding in a wagon pulled by a donkey.
Oh, okay. Minor detail. Just a minor detail. Anyhow, she was traveling, and when she got there to the inn, There was no room for them. Can you imagine? And so she has to go into this barn where there's sheep and there's other...
Excuse me for interrupting again. But it wasn't a barn like what we picture a wooden structure or housing. Back then when they built the inn, they made sure that it was built close to a cave. And then they kind of renovated the cave and made that to accommodate the animals. So... yeah, it was probably a cave that Jesus was born in.
A cave. Whoa, okay. A cave. Anyhow, they get there to this manger cave, and that's where she has the baby. But, you know, I also like how that when the shepherds were out in the field at night, can you just imagine? And suddenly, the Bethlehem star appeared in the...
No star.
I'm trying to tell the story.
Tradition again says Bethlehem star.
Well, then what lit up the sky?
The Bible says that it was the glory of God that shone round about them. It was God's glory that lit up the sky. It wasn't the, quote, Bethlehem star, unquote.
Yeah, tradition. Anyhow, they finally got to the manger or the cave, and there they saw the baby Jesus. And you know what else I love? I love the story about how the three kings were coming following their star. Now what?
They weren't kings.
But the song says, we three kings of Orient are.
I know, that's tradition once again. They weren't kings. They were wise men. They were magi. They were the elite of the day. They were highly educated. They were ultra rich. They were wealthy. And they were men that studied the stars. They were astronomers. And they were looking to the sky to see a sign that the king was going to be born. So, no, they weren't kings. They were wise men.
Okay, these wise men. They are following a star, right?
They're following a star. He's got that right.
Okay. Anyhow, these three wise men are...
Excuse me?
Already?
Already, yes, already. Tradition, again, says three, because there were three gifts that were given and presented to Jesus. So they get the idea that there were three. But it's more likely that there was an absolute entourage moving across the desert. It'd be extremely dangerous for three to be going across the desert. They were okay. An entourage.
Okay, however, I'm going to get on with my story. However many there were of these wise men and going across the desert, following a star, and they were riding on their camels. And I know, you're going to tell me they were on donkeys, weren't you? Aren't you?
No, they weren't on donkeys, no. But they weren't on camels either. That, again, is tradition. You see, like I said, these were elite, ultra-rich, and they wouldn't get caught dead on a stinking, obstinate camel. They were probably riding Arabian horses or in the latest model chariots, not camels or donkeys.
It's just you always see those camels at the manger scene. Well, anyhow, so they're traveling however they travel. But the important thing is they finally get to the manger or to the cave, as you said.
No. They by the time that they got to Israel, they Bible says that they came to the house where the young child was. No longer a baby. He was a young child, probably in the region of 1.5 years old. And they came to the house, and that's where they saw Jesus. And they bowed down, and they worshiped him, and they presented their gifts, not at the manger.
Well, all that makes sense to me. I guess I've just been following tradition, you know, and the songs that we sing and everything. But, you know, I still love Christmas. And I just love it that my Savior Jesus is born on December the 25th. And
he's
going to
say tradition.
What's... You know, you're not going to tell me that it wasn't December the 25th. Okay, well then tell me this. What is the point?
The point is this. It doesn't really matter how Mary traveled, whether it was by donkey or by wagon. The point is that God was with them on that long journey, and the point is that he kept them safe and brought them to Bethlehem, where it was prophesied that the Messiah would be born. And it doesn't matter whether he stayed in a barn or was a cave or what it was, but it was the point is that God provided a place and kept them safe. And it doesn't matter whether there were three wise men or 30, or even how they traveled. The point is that God chose the elite to verify the fact that the Messiah, the Savior of the world, was born. And it doesn't matter what day we celebrate, whether it's December 25th or whatever, but the point is that we who have received Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, we worship his coming every day of the year.
Amen.
And we are looking forward to this Jesus coming again and receiving us unto himself. So I'd like to ask you a question now, young lady.
Okay.
Do you know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior?
Well, it was the night before Christmas when all through the house, not a creature was praying, no, not even that mouse. The Bible lay on the shelf unread, where there were DVDs and other such like things instead. The children were all snuggled tight in their bed, but nobody was saying goodnight prayers or bowing a head. Mama, in her rocker with the baby on her lap, was watching the late show as I took a nap. When out from the east there arose such a clatter, I sprang from my bed to see what was the matter. Away to the window I flew like a flash, tore open the shutters and threw up the sash. And what do I, my wondering eyes should appear? But angels proclaiming that Jesus is here. The sun was like a bright ray, and I knew in a moment that this was that day. The light from his face made me cover my head. Jesus was returning just like he had said. And though I possessed worldly wisdom and wealth, I cried when I saw him in spite of myself. The book of life that he held in his hand contained the names of every saved man. He spoke not a word as he searched for my name. And when he said, "It's not here," my head hung in shame. Those whose names were written in love, he gathered together to take to his Father above. Those who were ready, he rose without a sound, while the rest of us were left standing around. I fell to my knees, but it was too late. I had waited too long and sealed my fate. Then I stood and I cried as they rose out of sight. Oh, if only I would have been ready tonight. Then a light hit my face like a bright beam, and I woke in my bed and realized this was all just a bad dream. I knew in a moment that none of this had taken place, but I knew in my heart I needed God's grace. So I slid from my bed and my knees hit the floor, and I asked Jesus Christ to be my Savior and Lord. And this is a time I will always remember, when I gave my life to Jesus that Christmas in December.
So here's the question for each and every one of us. Are we ready tonight? Have we surrendered our lives to the Lord Jesus Christ, the Christ of Christmas? That's what it's all about. And if you're not ready, if your knees haven't hit the floor, if your heart hasn't been turned over to the Lord Jesus Christ, and I can't think of any other better day throughout the year than to make that decision and to surrender your life to the Lord Jesus Christ, the Christ of Christmas. So whether you're listening online, whether you're here today, make sure that, quote, you're ready tonight. Jesus is calling each and every one of us. And Christmas is all about Jesus Christ. And it's about a personal, intimate, real, living relationship with Him. And if you're not ready, and if you're not ready to meet Jesus, but you're ready to give your life to Jesus Christ, I want you to know we're here for you. Please, don't leave this place without making sure that you've met the true reason for the season, the real person that it's all about, Jesus Christ. Father, I thank you for your word. I thank you, Lord, for what Christmas is all about. Thank you for coming to this earth to seek and to save us and to make us ready for eternity. Not only that, but to live a life that's worth living while we're here.
Oh God,
Father, thank you for ministering the true reason of the season, the true reason of what Christmas is all about, Jesus Christ, and ministering this truth to our hearts and to our lives. So I pray, Lord, your rich blessing upon each and every one. And I pray, Lord, that you will just help us, each and every one, to keep Christ in Christmas as we celebrate. We pray in Jesus' name.
Lord.
And now in closing, shall we stand together and sing, "We wish you a Merry Christmas and a God bless New Year." And on the second verse, the second time we sing it, greet each other and
hug a neck.
Share God's love.
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a God bless New Year. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a God bless New Year.
God bless you, each and every one.
Thank you.